Okay, we start the Sugya of Pashtus. Omer Rava. Iskachi li lechetzi deshes. If a man says to a woman, be mekadesh to me lechetzi, to only half of me mekudeshes, chetzieh mekudeshes li, but he says it the reverse way, chetzi of you is mekudeshes to me, ain't mekudeshes. Omalei Abaye L'Rava, Ma'ishta Chetzei Mekudesh Lidei Enu Mekudeshes. Because Yisha Merachman Olai Chatzi Yisha Hachinami. So just like you say by a woman, there has to be a whole woman. Hachinami Yisha Merachmana V'Loi Chatzi Yish. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara here in the Havamina holds that the person really means it. That's what the Rajba learns. The Gemara in the Havamina learns that we takamin half the woman should be mekudeshes and half the woman, man should be mekudesh, half of him. So Gemara says that's zichah no good. It certainly doesn't work. No difference man and woman. So amalei hachi hashta. So Gemara says it's not the same. Hasab itzalabei trei lechazia. So the Gemara is saying now, no. When he says chetziyeh, he means you should be able to marry someone else. When he says chetzi, he means I should be able to marry someone else. So by a woman, it's a lebetre ilochazia. A legavra, ilochaz, lebetre. Hachikama. Ibina lemitzvach, we see in the Sivna. So the way the Rajma's mazbir pshat in the Gemara, the Rajma says you have two cases. You have a case where a man, taka means half of me should be mekudesh. That's taka what he means. He learned the Gemara and he says, no, I mean mamish, half of me should be mekadesh you. So there the maskana doesn't work. If a man says, I want half of me to be mekadesh you, taka does not work. When Rava said, hiskachi li lechetzi mekudeshes, he meant that if a person says, hiskadesh li lechetzi, he is saying, marry me and I should be allowed to marry others as well. That's the taich of lechetzi. The stam a person says, be married to half of me, most people don't mean such a... It's really a mishugana thing. Why would a person want to be married, half of him be married? Which half of him? So we say that's not what he means. We say he means that I should be allowed to marry someone else too. And that is a good kedushin, because the Torah allows the kedushin, because a man is allowed to have two wives. So the Torah lets such a kedushin, and the Mela, it works. So it comes out here in the Maskana Sagimara that if a man taka means halfway, it's nothing. My side means half the man, half the woman. You can't get married half the man, you can't get married half the woman. It's just that when we touch up his words to mean you should be allowed to marry someone else too, if he's saying the woman should be allowed to marry someone else, that doesn't work. And if you say the man should be allowed to marry someone else, then that does work. This is the pshat in the Gemara. What? When I say half of me, the man, so we're saying stama, we assume he means he's allowed to marry someone else too.
And when you actually
mean half, also Hashem, if he comes and he says, listen, I don't mean this. Who's the Madiyama here? A person comes and he says, by Rava. Rava says, if I say chetzi, I mean she'll marry someone else. That's not what I mean. I mean I want half of me to be married to her. That's what I mean. Half of my body should be married to her. So a person says that. So that's not a good kedushin. Abaye was right. Abaye said, ish v'lechatzi ish. That's true. A man means half of him should be married. Of course it doesn't work. Rava is saying to Abaye, you're right. Ish v'lechatzi ish. It's just that when a man says chetzi, he means I should be allowed to marry others as well. So the Mitzvah asks, why would a man have to say, I want to marry you and I'm allowed to marry others as well? He doesn't have to say that. Every man who gets married is allowed to marry others as well. You don't have to speak that out. You don't have to say, chetzi mekudesh yislach, I want to be able to marry other women. Torah allows any man who gets married to marry other women. So what is the nekuda here of that we say that that's what the person means?
Like, well, what does that mean if that's what the person means? Why would he have to say that? Every man can marry someone else. So the Ritva says to Terutzim, and tremendous nafkamin al-alacha between the two. His first teretz is that when he tells her, I'm marrying you and I'm allowed to marry someone else, it's because he doesn't want her to have a tainus later. It's taka true, a man's allowed to take two women. Most women don't prefer that arrangement. So he's just saying it, taka not l'halacha, so he should be, he's allowed to marry someone else anyway. He's just telling her when he says, when he says to the woman, chetzi, when he says the lashon is kachili lechetzi, he's speaking it out, so she shouldn't have tainus later. She shouldn't come with complaints later. So, by the sense, the man who plans to marry two women, he tells the first one, you should know I plan to marry another woman, and if you don't like it, so you know, you don't get married. But that's my plan. That's the mitzvah's first tenet.
Not bound to that.
What?
He's not bound to that. He's just
saying,
doesn't like
him. It's tough luck, but he wants to, you know, he wants to have a happy house. He doesn't want her to walk around with kindness on him all the time. She's going to fight with him. So he's saying right in the beginning, listen, this is what I plan to do. You should know before we get married, this is what I plan to do. If you don't want to. And it's a normal thing a person does. A person gets married, he tells the woman what he plans to do with his life. What? It's true, he could discuss it earlier. He doesn't have to spring it on her at the last minute by scheduling the chetzi. But we're teaching that that's what he means to do. We're teaching that's what he means. The second heresy says is that in a place where the minig is that men don't take two women, it's taka osir min hadin to marry two women. In a place where, like today, in most, probably all places in the world where you live, the derech is what? The derech is a man doesn't take two women. So it's osir, not osir al sinei eshes ish. It's osir because of the a man's chiyuv to his wife. Treat his wife kemine gavrin yudon, we say in Ksuba. Treat his wife like the normal custom of Yidden in this area. And Mamela, if he doesn't make a tanai right away, if he doesn't speak it out right away, it's taka osur. And Mamela, that's why he's speaking it out, because in Armakaimis, if you don't speak it out, it's taka osur maker
adin. And you speak it out, you should go make it a minute.
Yes. Because it's not a minig that's a kapeda in halacha. You can go against the minig. The minig to eat gefilte fish on Friday night, that's not a minig Yisrael, that if someone doesn't eat gefilte fish, he's going against a minig. It's not a minig that's based on a shita and paiskin. The amenhagim that are based on paiskin, that you have to keep to. A minig that's based on just the way people do things, there's no avera to go against the minig. It's just an avera to the woman. The person who gets married has to treat his woman kemini gavrin yudon. So if he speaks it out right away, it's not a chsar in bein ishle ishtay.
Does this apply today?
This river very much applies in what? Whether there's a chayrim or not, if there's a chayrim, it may apply only to Ashkenazim, but certainly not to Sfaradim. But when the state of Israel was established, they were writing the laws in 49. Rav Henkin wrote a piece which is printed in a number of places to express his opinion that polygamy bisman hazeh also maker adin, that to take two women, it's not an issue of minig or anything, it's also al maker adin al minig avin yudan al this cheshbon, which the Ritva he holds of in one teretz, and it's not just that people don't do it, it's because very expensive to have two wives. You know, that's not why people don't do it. People don't do it because taka, it's a ritzvah. The ritzvah says it's us maker. The Taisus Riazakin, which I printed on the bottom of your Gemara, I think means to answer a third teretz. If you look at the bottom, three lines at the bottom, the tirits. Dafilu loy efsha lemekim b'sipukayu. When a man can't afford, sipukayu means to be maspik, to give enough to support a second wife. I mean, b'yavamish ain't a rishai. Yavamish, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to take a second wife. Hacha rishai, kilu hisna la b'feirish dani. It could be he said chetzi because he's saying, listen, I plan to take two wives even if I can't afford it. Even though Maker Adin, someone who doesn't can't afford it, is not supposed to take two wives. Hacha rishai, kilu hisna la b'feirish dani. So the Tesis Riazakin seems to be saying a third teretz. He's saying in this hechetimtza, where a person is not, doesn't have enough money, he says he can't take a second wife. Nowadays, nobody has enough woman for money for a second wife.
Well, he's saying
if he said he holds that if you could, see, if he said he could afford it, then he doesn't have to speak it out, like the Riazaka. He doesn't have to speak it out. No.
Most people can't have two wives.
If a person can afford it, the Riyaz Zaken holds, he's allowed to take a second wife without speaking it out. The Riyaz Zaken is saying, in our Gemara, the reason he has to speak it out is so that, because it's a case where he can't afford it. Well, he's afraid he won't be able to afford it. Afilu lo yefshel mekim si pekayu. Even if you're a person who can't afford it, I mean, it'll be a bum. Shena rishai. Hacha rishai, the kibbutz is more fairish than. Right, so these are three turrets of the same cash. Alright, so now the Gemara is the cash. Omalei merzut yubreid amar the rabbin. V'nifshetu la kiddusha b'kula. Let's say his pashtos. In which case, the man tells a woman, chetziach mukadashesli. Now, if he means she should marry two men, there's nothing to talk about. The Gemara is not asking. If he means she should be allowed to marry two men, it's not the kash. The kash is in a case where itaka means the mekadesh chatzi isha. So let's say it's pashtus, a new concept, miloy tanya. Ha'imer raglo shazu ayla, teikula ayla. If you say in a behema that's yours, and you say raglo shazu ayla, I want to make the regular behema ayla, teikula ayla, it all becomes an ayla. Are you are mekadesh the whole thing? Vafilu mad yamein kulayla. Hani meli. Echin mekadesh davar shein haneshama tluyaba. That's if you give hegdish to the regel so it doesn't go in the whole thing. Avo magdish davar shein haneshama tluyaba. Like chetziach, which is davar shein haneshama tluyaba. Have a kulay. Everyone holds kulay. So let's say his pashtus here also. So right away, this is a problem. A number of you asked. Try to collect the kashas, and then we'll have one mahalach to answer all of them. The first kasha, which many of you asked me this morning, is how can you compare them? When you are magdish the regal of a behema, it's chal on the regal. So once it's chal, it can be nispashed into the whole behema. There's a concept of nispashdus that the kedusha spreads. Masha'en came by an isha. When you give kedushin to chatzi isha, it's not chal on the chatzi isha in the first place that you should be able to say spash just into the rest of the isha. What kind of comparison is it? You can't compare the two cases. By behema, it's chal on him on part. Maybe it's a spash just into the rest of the behema. By isha, it's not chal on him that there should be a spash just into the rest. That's kasha number one. Second kasha is that bechalal. What's the dimyan of a behema to an isha, a hegdish to kiddush? What's one thing have to do with the other? Kind of a spashtus. By hegdish to gzeres hakasa. Tosis brings a pasuk. Kol hasheyite mimenu l'Hashem. It's a gzeres hakasa. So what kind of a spashtus? What's the dearest gzeres hakasa by hegdish of a behema? What does that have to do with this? What does that have to do with marriage of a woman? Well, you're comparing marriage to be Magdash Behema. It's like two completely different things. If you have a person, he wants to become a ger. So he says, chetzi should be a ger. So he'll say, his bashtus, half of him is a ger, so the other half should be a ger. His stomach is no such thing. Or so many things that happen with your amira. It's a person that can makabel Shabbos. Half of me should be makabel Shabbos. So say it's pashtus. Half of you is makabel, the whole you is makabel. There's no logical reason to say that. A person can't be makabel Shabbos halfway. If you're makabel Shabbos halfway, it's not Shabbos for you. Things don't work. Chetzi. It's ish ish v'lechatzi ish. That person can't say half of me is makabel Shabbos. What does that mean? I want to be allowed to do a malach with my right hand and not my left hand. My left hand is makabel Shabbos, my right hand is not. So we laugh at him. It's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Huh? He wants to make early Shabbos. One of Shabbos is call on everything. But he wants to make early Shabbos, so he make it with his right hand. It shouldn't be Shabbos, his left hand should be Shabbos. So, you know, he'll dab it with his left hand, he'll do malach with his right hand. The whole thing is, it's absurd. There's no such Shabbos. If you ask anybody, logically, I think people will tell you, if he says my right half should be makabel Shabbos, not my left half. Everyone will tell you it's nachal. I don't think logically people would argue that there should be a concept of espashtus. Espashtus exerts a kasuv. But hegdish, when hegdish is chalam pad, it's espashtus, it spreads into the whole animal. There's a kasuv, it's not a svara. It's like measles, right? You get measles in one regal, it spreads in the whole body. So hegdish is there, no? What? Yeah, what is Tosis Teretz to answer? Oh. So what's Pshat and Tosis Teretz? What's the Hesber? Right, let me pose that as a third kash. Tosis says, and Rashi seems to hold this way, that this concept of Hispashtus is only Hariyat Mekudeshesli. If you would say, then it's possible to say Hispashtus. It's Hispashtus in the whole woman. But if you say Hariyat Me'uresesli, then it's not Hispashtus in the whole woman. So certainly that itself needs a Hesber. If for some reason Hispashtus works, what's the difference? If I say a woman is Mekudeshes, Me'uresesli, the same thing happens to the woman. She's not married in any two different ways. The same marriage. So Maishna Mekudeshesli, Maishna Moresesli. What's the difference between the shinies? Right, so we have three kashas that are basic kashas. Right? The first kasha was that the comparison is no good because by behemoth it's chalon half that could spread and by isha it's not chalon half. Second kasha is that Bechla'al, what's the comparison Isha to Behemoth? What does one thing have to do with the other? And the third kasha is that what's the difference Hariyat Mekudesh is a Hariyat Mu'resis? Why should it be like? What was the reason? So why should that matter? And if I say Mu'resis,
Mu'resis is not Mekudesh. The same fact that he says the word Mekudesh means it's the same thing as being Mekadesh
of Behemoth. It should spread in the Behemoth in the woman differently. You're right, but I think we'll have a better handle on it. Okay, so the fourth cash, let's just see the teretz. Gemara's teretz is midam. Hasan behema hachadas acheres. That you can't compare a behema to a kedushin. Because by kedushin, it depends on somebody else's das, on whose das. It depends on the woman's das. It depends on someone else. You don't say it's pashtus. I'll prove it to you. What's Rabbi Yechon trying to prove? What are we trying to prove from Rabbi Yechon? That a behemah shall shnei shutvim higdish chetzia, you do not say ispashtus. Why don't you say ispashtus when you're magdish chetzia? Because when you're magdish chetzia, the other half is das acheres, it belongs to someone else. Same by nisha, it's das acheres, and therefore it doesn't work. That's the Gemara's test. So the kasha number four on the sugya is the Gemara is saying that when a man says half of you is married to me, we should say it's pashtus. She's totally married. So the Gemara says no, that's a cheres, the woman's das. Why don't we say it's pashtus in the woman's das also? The woman is also saying, okay, I agree, half of me is married to you.
So just like when the man says chetzi, was saying that we should say ispashtus, that he's saying half, and his half becomes a whole. So let's say the same thing with Isha. The Isha is saying, I'm asking that I should be half married to you. That's what she's saying. I'm asking I should be half married to you. So from that half that she's masking to, let's say his pashtus, and let her be totally married to him. No? Huh? Not saying his pashtus, but he's saying chetzi. So just like when the man says chetzi, we're saying it's chal on half, and then it's a pashtus in the whole. So when the Isha says, I agree that I should half be mukadeshes to you, so let the half be let it go from the half to the whole.
My right hand should be.
I didn't answer the question.
It's the same.
It's not the same because by Shabbos it doesn't work, and by a man by Kedushin it does work. I asked why. I don't know. We don't know an answer yet. But if you say it does work by Kedushin by the man, so let it work by Kedushin by the woman. Once you're telling them by Kedushin, the Spashtus works when the man says half, so when the woman's mouth says half, let it work on her half also. Yabne Malum is this kasha. And finally, the fifth kasha is on the case of Behema, Shoshnei Shutvin. A man is Magdish half the Behema, one Shutvin. Is it Spashtus of the whole thing? Not in the spashtus of the whole thing, because the other half is not his, right? Right. So the man is a shutif. He's magdish half the behemah. It's chal on half. Now he goes and buys the second half of the behemah. What should happen when he buys it? The chayrish should say it's spashtus. The minute he buys it, right, he's magdish half the behemah. And now he can't be makrivit, it's only half. So he goes and purchases the second half, so he can magdish the whole thing. So we say, once he buys the second half, what happens? Logically, we should say it's bashtus now and it's kaddish. But that's not what Rabbi Yechon said. It says, chaz of alakha, v'ikdisha. He went and bought it, v'ikdisha, and then he was magdish the second half. What's v'ikdisha? Why does he have to be magdish it? Why don't we say it's bashtus? It should go from one half to the other half by itself. It's bashtus. So originally it didn't spread, but now let it spread.
It won't spread now because of the.
Why?
And where are you going to spread from? It wasn't here.
From the first half, that was foul.
Spread that ends right there.
What?
That stops it right.
Why should it stop? Why shouldn't I say it's bashtus? Why shouldn't it. Just like if a magdish is found the first half, and then it's. And if it's all totally mine, and a magdish half is spread to the second half, why doesn't it spread if I buy it later?
Because originally when he bought it, when he was magdish, he was magdish half the half. So now he wants the other half to become a good. It's a whole new thing. It was never his. It didn't exist.
And when he owns the whole animal, and he originally says, I want to be magdish half of it. So why don't we say only half is magdish? He only wants half. He says the cost of it, he says
bashtus. There, he already owned the animal, the entire animal is his. Here, he had half the animal, the magdishes have, now he owns all this.
Right. That's the difference, why should that happen? The question is,
now, that
you're right,
why should originally, so
right, so originally it wasn't a bashtus, but now let it be.
You can't
do
something that already happened.
You
can't do
custom of. Why? Why can't I? I don't want to be with my friend. I want from now on, it should be Kaddish Bekula.
You can't do it if it wasn't, he's been just making matches.
So now, right now, what is it going to say?
It's
an absolute
thing.
So why is the Chava itself?
Why
shouldn't it be so?
Because when it's his originally, when it's belonged in the first place, he has the entire animal.
And when it's not his originally, it's not Chava originally. So if it's not Chava originally, why can't it be Chava now?
Because there was nothing to be Chava.
But why can it be Chava now? Now there is something to be Chava. Let me ask you, let's say I have an animal that weighs 500 pounds. I make it Hegdish. Now it gained weight, it weighs 600 pounds. So the other 100 pounds is not Kaddish. So why can't this person be
the animal?
I'm not sure how you need to answer. Unless you mean what I'm trying to say, but
That's right.
What? The Gemara's point to show that this is what the issue is similar to. It's not someone who's first case, probably would have been even someone to this case.
If the Gemara to prove it didn't have to do that, the Gemara could have stopped. Eim shal sheshutvim, hig dishetzia, chetzi mukadashis. That would have been enough for the Gemara's proof. The proof is that half of it is mukadashis. That's what Rashi says. Eim shal sheshutvim, ikadas acheres amakevespa. But I have some library mekadesh kol apiecha. First, it can't be married to someone else's bain. Same thing. I can't be mekadesh the other half of the woman. It's up to her, not to me.
Maybe the whole point
is why
can't you not do that? I can't spread it because it's nitzah.
Yes, it's true. It's nitzah. That's a possible, it's a possible tarot because it only had Kedushas Dom, it didn't get Kedushas Agor. Nachinami, put what you're saying aside, I don't know why they don't answer that. And the woman asks this cash and he doesn't say this tarot. Okay, what you're saying is a possible tarot, but there's a mafarshim more for. To try to show the kasha never started, and I'll explain why.
The question before
right. That's gufa part of it. That's gufa the teretz really. When the Gemara says that's acheres, the teretz is that you can't bal karcha be magish her totally if she only wants half. However, when you say espashtus, you're saying that when the man only wants half. Just like if I make a behemah hegdish, I only want half, and it spreads to the whole. We're saying when the man only wants half, it automatically spreads to the whole because of his pashtus. So why not say the same thing to Isha? She only wants half, but now his pashtus should kick in. Should go to the whole. If his pashtus happens against the person's will, which it appears it does, because the man is magdish the ragla shel shalzu ayla, he only wants the rega. So if the man can't force the woman. But why isn't it ligging the woman herself that there should be a spashtus unless she says? There's this magical concept of a spashtus. Why isn't it work in the Chelek Isha also? The Teretz is in the aside of Rav Chaim, which Rav Baruch Beh brings in Simon in the Berakhah Shmuel Simon Zion, and which Rav Shimon also says the Shari Yasha. Shar Zayin, Perek Tazayin. And if you want to see, there are two, the Berachas Avraham has a piece on his Pashtos where he explains it in an easier Lashon. Basically, the Chakir is this. What is this Pashtos? You can learn this Pashtos two ways. You can learn what is probably the typical way. His pashtus is in the behemoth, in the gufa behemoth. It spreads in the gufa behemoth. Tal on half, and then it spreads. Like germs, right? Germs come into part of the body and they spread in the whole body. So there's a kasset, that hegdish, it comes in the part of the body, it spreads in the whole body. So, I think that's the way you push it. If you learn the Gemara, you would learn. Rav Chaim says, no, you can learn a second way. Rav Chaim is noted that the second way is correct. That no, his pashtus is not in the gufa behema. It's in the maisa of the mekadesh. It's in the maisa of the one who makes something hegdish. Because there is a cause of his pashtus is that when you say words that this should be hegdish l'chetziyai, the words this should be hegdish l'chetziyai. His pashtus makes that's a maisa kedushin on the whole thing, or a maisa hegdish on the whole thing. And that sounds like a very fine line, but you'll see in a minute how that makes a very big difference. That it's in the maisa kedushin, not in the gufa de behemah. It's in the person who is doing the kedushin. If you look in Rashi's word, the first wide line of Rashi. There's a koyach b'ma'amorai lifshait. There's a spashtus in his words. His words that are half become words of whole. A ma'isa hegdish of nef becomes a ma'isa hegdish of a whole. So the gzeres hakosav is when you're magdish a chatzi behema, the words that you say half hispashtus makes that those words are ki'imu. You said the whole thing should be hegdish. That's the taich of the word hegdish lachatzi. Taich words have hegdish lachatzi is hegdish l'kul. I'll give you an example of a nafkamina in this. Let's say, let me just say, there's a rule in the Darim that if you make a neder, if you take a piece of kosher meat, chulin, regular kosher meat, and a piece of chazer, and you say, I make a neder, that this, I want this piece of meat, the kosher meat, zuk is the kosher meat should be like the piece of chazer. Should be also on me, just like the piece of chazer. Is that a neder? So the Gemara says no. You can't be typhus in Isser in a Dover Ha'aser. Chazer is also from Moshe Mesinai. If you say this kosher meat should be like chazer, it's not like chazer. You can't make hatfasa, you can't say zukazu on something that's a piece of Isser and say this should be like this, because it's not like that. It's not chal. You can't change it in Tzitzis, right? However, if I have a piece of meat which is aser because of my words, let's say I said this meat should be hegdish, or I said this meat should be aser on me. So I have piece of meat number one which is aser to me because of words I said, and I have another piece of meat that's cholin, and I say zukazu, then it works. I'm saying it's called typhus bedover hanodor. I mean typhus isser. I'm grabbing isser bedover hanodor. I'm saying this should be also like something else which I answered with words. So if you say this should be like the other dover hanodor, then it's chal. Because they're both the same suga visa. They're both devarim that are also because of my words. So that's a klal in dinei nedarim right away in the beginning of the first parak of the nedarim. It starts with this klal that you could only be matfis a Isser Neder in a Dover HaNador, not in a Dover HaAsr. That's a Gemara, it's not an issue. I mean, that's posh. Shaila is the following. I go to Behem and I say, Raglo Shalzu Aiva. Right? So it's Nispashit Bekura. Okay. So it's an Aiva. I'm Akravit. Now I take a piece of rib steak, right, from this behema. And I say on chulin that this chulin should be also just like this rib steak on this dover. The ribs are not the regal. Okay, that's why it's a rib steak, right? I said raglo shazuayla, and there was a spashtus in the whole animal. And now I want to say that something else should be also just like the ribs of this animal. Is that called and being matfis in a dover hanador, or is that called a being matfis in a dover ha'aser? So Reb Shimon brings b'shem da avnei meluim that in that case, what would you say? I'm being matfis in,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
In,
yeah.
Is tchal or not tchal? I'm saying this should be like that. Now that, this rib of the animal is also because of, it's a davar ha'osur, the Torah asked it, or I asked it? Where did I ask it? Good. Now the Avnei Meluim says that no, it's not chal, it's a davar ha'osur. Because the rest of the animal is a davar that's also from Halacha Mishum Sinai, is Pashtus. And then the Avnei Meluim says that it's not chal. If I say this chulin should be like the rib of this animal, it's not chal, because I didn't ask for the rib of the animal. I only said regal shazuayla. I didn't say rib shazuayla. So the Avnei Meluim says in one of his truvas, the truvas Avnei Meluim, that it's not chal. Reb Shimon based on our Yisayid, Reb Chaim's Yisayid, says, no, it is Chaim. Because it depends on the two ways to learn Hispashtus. If you learn Hispashtus the first way, that it's in the guf of the behemah, then the Amim Lum is right. All the man did is say regal shazoil. Then Xeris HaKosis said the rest of it is an idol. The Spashus Xeris goes into the guf of the animal. Then you're right. The man did what didn't make the sage. Mashain came, Dr. Reb Shimon, if you learn the second way, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon's way, that his Spashus is in the words the person said, has his Spashus Bakula. If you learn like that, then it is a davar hanador. Because we're saying his words, when you say words chetziyeh, that's being the magdish the whole thing. If you're being magdish the whole thing with your words, it's all a davar hanador. And memela hatfasas chalon the whole thing. So this is an example of a nafkamina in this chiddush. That since we're saying his pashas in the words, it blinds that your words made this whole behema hegdish, and even the ribs of the animal you made hegdish.
Why isn't there a difference if he, like in the case that we said before, that he owned half the animal and then he buys the other half?
Yeah, it would be different. Taka would be different. And I'm going to get to that in a minute, okay? Yes? Excuse me?
He never had a right to do it.
What, say Ragla Shazawaila? Why does he have a right?
Only he only had one part of it.
Now I'm talking now not in the Shutfus case. Right now I'm talking in a case where he owned the whole animal. He owned the only animal, but he only said Raglash or Zawaila for whatever reason. So we say Spashtus and the whole animal. Right? So this is Reb Chaim's Yisayid, Shimon's Yisayid, and with this, all five questions I answered glad. I just have to be at one Nakuda of Hesb. What is the comparison from Behemoth to Isha? What's the comparison? You can't compare Behemoth to an Isha. Anything you can compare Behemoth to an Ish, right? It's a woman. Zok to Chaim. We're not comparing the Behemoth to the Isha. We're comparing the word Mikudeshes by Kedushin to the word Hegdish by Hegdish. We're trying to define Hare at Mikudeshesli. What does Mikudeshes mean? Place says Mikudeshes means Hariyat Osara Al Akuli Alma Kehegdish. That's what Hegdish means. When you use a Lashon Kedushin for a woman, you're using a Lashon Hegdish. The Lashon Kedushin is Hariyat Asura Akuli Alma Kehegdish. The word Kehegdish means that it works the way Hegdish works. So if I tell a woman, Chetzech Mukudeshesli Kehegdish, right, you're saying that's what Mekudesh means, Kehegdish. So it works the way Hegdish works. What does it mean it works? We don't compare the guf of the behemoth to the guf of the Isha. Just like it spreads in the guf of the behemoth, it spreads in the guf of the Isha. No. We're saying my words of Chetzeich are word means Kulai. It's a Gzeres HaKasuv by Hegdish. The half means whole. And when I say Chetzeich, it means the whole thing. That's what the words mean. The words Chetzeich mean the whole thing. If the words chetziach mean the whole thing, so then when I say on a behema, Hari zu hegdish lechetziach, it's chal in the whole, because my words mean the whole thing. The same thing if I say to an isha, Hariyat mekudeshes, which means Hariyat kehegdish lechetziach, the word lechetziach by hegdish means kulai. That's Gzeres HaKasuv. The word chetziach means kulai. So if the word chetziyeh means kulai, so then she's totally mekudeshes. Not because we're comparing the gufa isha to the gufa behema and saying it's bashtus. No, that wouldn't make sense. It's because my words are, I want you to be mekudeshes lechetziyeh, which means chetziyeh mekudeshes, which means I'm saying it should be chal on you kehegdish. You are kehegdish lechetziyeh. Now, what is Hegdish L'Chetzeich? Hegdish L'Chetzeich. Chetzeich Hegdish is Kulay Hegdish. So, the pshat is, that's what he's saying. If that's what he's saying, you know, Finami, if he's saying those words, so then we could compare it. Let's say we have a ger, who's Tevel. And he says, I want half of me to become a Yid. When I say half, I mean half, like by Hegdish. So half by Hegdish means everything. So then half by here would also mean everything. If he would say those words in a chinami. He's saying chesech, like by Hegdish, whatever half means by Hegdish should mean now. You say those words, so of course it's chal v'kulan. If I sell you an animal, I say, I'm selling you the regel, I'm selling you half, I mean half the same way half means by Hegdish. So I'm selling you the whole thing, because half by Hegdish means the whole thing. So I say, I'm selling you half the same way it is by Hegdish. So I mean, I'm saying the whole thing. By Hegdish, half means the whole thing. That's exactly the cause of the spashkos. What? What? Why I'm doing it? That's a very good question. Why am I doing it? Why Shalom Alamdin? I looked up that episode. I was going to say. So he doesn't really have to have it in mind because the Torah teaches it that way. The Torah teaches it that way. So Torah teaches, that's what Hegdish means. That's the meaning of your words.
Why would somebody touch my words that way? It's not what I'm saying.
In fact, you're saying it. In fact, that's what you're saying. The fact is, you're saying kulay mekudeshes. Chetziach mekudeshes means kulay mekudeshes. Stama. Now, if a person can prove that he doesn't know anything about these concepts of espashtus, lachinami. I told you once, if a man says hayat mekudeshes, and he could prove that he had no clue what it means, he grew up in an environment we never knew, it'll be different. Maybe here it'll be more common that your person can prove it. But stama, that's what the lashon means. Stama, the lashon. Well, that's because people maybe it's true that most people are ignorant, and you may be so, but it doesn't take away from the halacha. The halacha is still true. The halacha that there's a concept of the spashtus is still true. One could argue that if a person can prove it, it's stama machinami. The Gemara is saying what the emes is. For the Gemara to predict how many people are going to know this in future generations is not, that's not the sugya of the Gemara. Hariyat Mekudesh is today, except by from Yidden. Unfortunately, probably Rav Yidden in America today don't know what the words Hariyat Mekudesh is mean. They're not going to write in Shulchan Aruch that some Zarim Kedushin is not a Kedushin. It's a Kedushin. A person will be able to prove the Nachinami. Yeah.
But come back, if she knows what it means and he doesn't, then they would be mad.
No, I'll tell you why. Now let's go through the five questions that we had. Now the first question we asked is, how could you compare the Isha to the Behemah? By the Behemah, it's chal on half the Behemah. So once it's chal on half, it spreads in the whole thing. By an Isha, it's not chal on part of her that it should be able to spread. So that kasha is answered partially. Because even by Behemah, it doesn't work. There's chal on half of him, it spreads to the rest. That's not the way Spashtus works. Spashtus is not in the guf. Spashtus is in the words. If Spashtus is in the words, so this nafkamina is not enough gemina. The second question, b'chlal, what's the dimyan isha to the hegdish? It's also answered. That we're not being medaman nisuin to hegdish. We're being medaman, we're just teaching the word mekudesh. That's the way the Torah teached it. The third question, what's the difference lashon kedushin, lashon erusin? That's also pashtus. This whole sugi is just teaching the word hegdish. The word erusin means something else. The word hegdish, kedushin, means something else. The whole gemara is only in the lashon kedush. Now, let me jump to the fifth kasha. The fifth question was, by the hemish al shnei shutvim, you magdish half, then you buy the second half. Why don't we say it's bashtus? Right away, when you buy the second half, it should spread. The answer is, it doesn't spread. Because Hegdish doesn't spread in the guf. Hegdish spreads in the words. At the time he said the words, he owned half. So it couldn't be in the whole thing. Now he buys the second half. Now what? Now you're going to say Spashtus? Now there's no Spashtus. Guf HaBehemah. If you learn in the guf HaBehemah it spreads, that's a good cash. When he buys the second half, it should spread to the second half. That's not the way it works. He needs an amira to make it hegdish. And since he didn't own the second half at the time he said Habang is a hegdish, it didn't. The amira was owned tak only half. What? By woman it wouldn't work, but by hegdish it would work. It's a hegdish.
If someone says someone owns half, and he says the whole thing should be
the
half, it's only half.
Possibly not. But if he says half is Bekodesh,
if he's saying the same half, then he's saying the whole thing.
But it's only the whole that he has control over. It's the whole that he owns. Obviously, that somebody else is
Machal. Over here, it says he's got the whole thing. He's not saying my half. My half is not the first. It's like he's trying to check. Over here, he's not saying the whole thing. He's just
down to pass my cabinet. Well, the point here, the Gemara says he's Magdish half. He didn't try to be Magdish the other person's half. He's Magdish his.
Why did he do Amira?
Because Hispashtus doesn't work in the Guf. Hispashtus only works in the original Amira. At the time of the original Amira, it couldn't be an Amira in the whole thing, so he only owned half. So let's say you have an animal, and I say, I'm Magdish your animal. Nothing happens. Later, when I buy it, my old Amira doesn't chal. I have to say no Amira.
And the kasha.
So I'm asking you: if I'm magdish an animal, it's yours. It's not chal. When I buy it from you, is it now chal by itself? No, because there was no Amira. If I made an Amira on your behemoth, there was no Amira on that. Doesn't hang in the air till I buy it and then be chal. Kasha was if you understood the first way. That's in the goof of the animal that it spreads. So then we had a good kasha. If you mark the sheaf and it's chal on here, let it now spread to the second half. It's not hanging. It's in the animal. No, half the animal. It's actually there. It's not hanging and waiting. It's there. It's kedish. When I sell it, I'm going to have to use half the money for an island. Right? Because it actually is there. It's not hanging and waiting. It's there.
Now that it gets a second half.
Now I get to, if his pashtus is in the goof, then it should spread. Just like if the behemoth becomes taller, it gains weight, it spreads, and the whole thing is called hagdish. Same thing, if now the second half becomes mine, it should spread into the second half, if you understand it then. The fourth kasha was that why don't we say ispashtus in the gufa isha, in the amira of the isha? In other words, the man said, hariyat mukadesh eslechetzyeh, so it's, we say it means the whole thing. So when the Isha accepts it, Nasacheres, why don't we say the Isha's part, it should be in the whole thing? What the Isha said, it should also be in the whole thing. So the Mefarshim answers, I believe that Ben Lul himself answers, based on the Ran that we once mentioned. What is the woman's chelik in Kedushin? The Ran said, the woman doesn't do anything in Kedushin. In Kedushin, the woman just is mafker herself, and the husband takes. Ki yikach. The husband takes, and that's it. There's nothing, the woman doesn't do anything. She just mafker herself, and the husband does the whole kicha. There was a ran in the Dorim that I mentioned to you that says that. The woman is mafker herself, the husband does the take. So in the Birchas Avraham, he explains, based on that, and in the Kuntzei Shiurim, he explains that what's the kavana? The kavana is what we're saying. If this pashtus would be in the guf, so it doesn't matter how she's maskim to be half married, it would be in the pashtus in her guf. But now we're saying his pashtus is in the amira. Or call it in the maisa kedushin of chatzyeh, it's his pashtus to the whole thing. The woman has no maisa, no amira, she's maskim herself. Question is, what was she maskim to? She was maskim to a half marriage, she wasn't maskim to a whole. There's no mocking for ispashtus. Ispashtus is only when a person does something to half, we say it means the whole. Here, you didn't do something to the half that it should be the whole. Because she didn't do anything. She just sort of macro herself. Isha is karka island. She just is a...
Yeah, because the Ram also said that the Isha
climate is the Haskama. Haskama. Okay, Haskama master. It's Haskama to what? To let it happen. Okay.
You're not saying that the Ram is say that the
issue
is of an active part, but she's still only allowed to go that far.
Why? Because otherwise it would be her kicha, in a certain sense.
She has an active part, so
why don't I say his pashtus and her active part? If her active part is askama to a lashon kedushin, if it's active, so why don't we say his pashtus makes it be active totally?
We'll say the same thing, though. She doesn't allow for more than half herself to be possessed. I don't know why it helps to say the wrong.
I understand better with the round, but okay. Let's argue about it. At any rate, these are basically, this is Reb Chaim's side in his pashtos, it's hard to work with because it's gezeres hakasus. I don't believe his pashtos is a svara. I don't think it's a logic. Taisa says it's gezeres hakasus. It's true, logically, a woman can't be half married. That I'm asking. Logically, a woman can't be half married. It doesn't make no sense. Half her body is married. But that I'm asking, I don't know exactly why I needed to have a sakasim, Isha lechatz Isha. But I would say logically, what do you mean? Half our body is married. But the hispashtus itself, what makes hispashtus difficult is the fact it's not a svara, it's a gzeres hakasim. We just have to use the gzeres hakasim. So we use it for all the shyness of Kiddush. The Gemara finishes, Shmami not loss. I got three side ideas. Shmami no, balechai nidachim. Right, the concept of the dichloi is not a kedushin sugya. It comes up in Masechta Sukkah a few times, and basically, otherwise, it's a hegdish sugya. What is balechai nidachim? It means once it's not roi, it doesn't become roi later. There is a halacha lemaisa dikin afkamina in the sugya balechai nidachim. Just briefly. Are there any behemoths that are chaydish today? Theoretically, you could say Harizu Oyla, but it doesn't happen. Right? A bechar. You have a bechar that's kaddish. Let's say a farmer has a bechar. His man is there. And Mashiach comes tomorrow. Could he be makriv that behemoth when Mashiach comes? That is Taloi in Balei Chayim Nidachim. There are a number of Chuvis in the Pri Yitzchak, in the Binyan Shlaimai, and some Sefer, I believe. All three say that's Taloi if Balei Chayim Nidachim. Because today there's no Beis HaMikdash. You can't be Makriv of Bechar today. So today it's Nidcha. And it's Dichli Meikar. It's Dichli from the very beginning. When Mashiach comes, can I be makriv that bechar? That depends if you hold balei chayim nidachim or not. More. Gemara says beferish that if someone's makdish a behemah before they built the mizbeach, it's a time that it's mutter. Just the mizbeach wasn't built yet. That's called nidcha. So you can't do anything. The man yama that holds the mizbeach is not ma'akiv. You can do it on the makabah mizbeach, but the man yama says the mizbeach is ma'akiv. Holds it nidcha. This is the riot. Now nafkamina is. If I'm not a mumin a bechar bizman hazeh, today it's a tragedy. If a farmer has a bechar, it's the biggest tragedy that could be. I mean, the bigger tragedies, but it's financially, it ruins him. Today, if a farmer has a bechar, it's a terrible thing because he has to feed the animal and he's not allowed to work with it. He's not allowed to do anything for his own benefit with it. It's just leeches on the farmer. He can't shecht it. He just got to let it walk around, pray that it gets a mum so he could use it. But it's a terrible thing to have a bechar. As a matter of fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says that you, even though in the mitzvah d'oraisa to give a bechar to a kohen, the rabbanim made a takana, bizman hazeh not allowed to give it to a kohen, because you give it to the kohen is your biggest enemy. So you do, you can have a bechar. So what do you have to do? Especially if he doesn't have a farm, you have to move it into his backyard and have to feed it and do what with it. And he can't do anything. A bechar. So today, farmers sell a pregnant animal to a guy before the animal gives birth. So it shouldn't it should be a guy's behemah. Like when you sell the chametz, they sell pregnant animal. Very often, kinyanim, there are a lot of tshuvas about people who sold animals with kinyanim that were a suffix if it works by a guy. You do only kinyan kesef, it's a suffix. When we sell chametz, you do five kinyanim because they're sveikas, which kinyan works by a guy in the entire. If you have a Safik Bechar, somebody sold an animal, but they're a Safik, and now it's born, he doesn't know what to do. So he wants to be Matul Mum, he wants to either give the Behemoth Mum or do a Grama, it should have a Mum. Is making a Mum in a Bechar Bizman Azeh Deraisad Rabbanon? The Paiskim say is totally in this Machlaikis. If you hold it's Roilum is Bayach, that's a Sederaisa. If you have an animal, it's Roilum is Bayach to be Matul Mum, that's a Sederaisa. If it's not Roy Lemizbeach, then it's an Isidra Rabbanon. And by Sveikas, Safed Rabbanon is Lekul. That's Tali, if Balei Chayim Nidachim. If you hold Balei Chayim Nidachim, and Dichim Ekar Shmei Dichim, then this animal is not Roy Lemizbeach, and you can be Matlamum in the Safed. And if you hold no dichoy, then it is right. Mashiach will come. It'll be right. So this is a lamaisa dichoy. As you can see, we're going to be moving. So make sure you learn the next sugya, learn the rush on the next bivayis.